Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, friends? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys with me continuing talking really a little bit about the Savannah Bananas event that I've now sold out and kind of, I don't know if I said this last week or not, but basically I've gone to the Phillies and the Airbnb to kind of say, hey, can we add people to it? Like, are you actually maxed out at that number? Are you not? So, and I'll give you a quick preview. Super excited as we close this out and get into July, sharing a series about what I would be doing right now as a new realtor. So many of you listening to this are new realtors. So many of you are struggling in your business and trying to grow, and that's okay. That's very normal. But I want to share with you really a lot of what I teach my downline and my realtors, exactly what I would do right now today to grow your business. So we'll have that first episode for you next week on the 4th of July and then continue that through July. But let's kind of jump into it here today. What I want to talk to you guys about is how done is better than perfect. I've said it a million times. I've tried to live it out in a big way. I'm going to be vulnerable with you guys today. I want to talk to you about how that mindset really helped me pull off this completely sold out business event even when things were not ready. So this episode is for every one of you who's sitting on an idea, waiting for it to feel polished before you act. You don't need perfection, you need momentum. And I really believe that. And if you can apply that, you will have success. It's still wild to think about, right? That it was, I don't know, now 7-8 weeks ago that I went to Vincent with this idea and was like, I'm gonna pull it off. What you don't realize is all the things you have to do for an event, okay? I need a website. Okay, how am I selling tickets? Okay, how are people paying me for those tickets, right? What am I doing, right? I put cost of, $8,000-$9,000, whatever it is. Like, how am I handling that with my budget before I sell tickets, right? It was a big risk to go into that. Like, okay, do you trust that you will sell tickets? And that's why nothing was completely booked and non-refundable until I did enough. What was it? We talked about it last week, market research. So, and I appreciate all of you that reached out about that. I know it really helped a lot of you to think about market research. So many entrepreneurs, realtors are like, I'm going to do this, build this, build this, build this. And they have not done an ounce of market research. So it's very, very important. So let's rewind a few weeks when I decided to host this high ticket mastermind event tied to the Savannah Bananas game. I did not have a sales page. I did not have a fancy funnel. I didn't even have a fully confirmed Airbnb. I did not have clear dates for when I started talking about the idea. You know, what I did have was 50 plus real conversations with people about what they needed and how I could help them. I had a belief that if I built the event with my audience, it would work, right? If you build it, they will come. And I had basically my website through Kajabi and a Stripe link. Well, guess what? It was sold out in a couple weeks. It wasn't polished. It wasn't perfect, but it got done and people said yes. So I want to be honest with you about what worked and what didn't. And I think vulnerability is where we all grow together. I forgot to double confirm room assignments early on. I was like, wait a second, how many rooms do I have? How many do I not? I sent some follow-up messages and sent them a couple times to people. And to this day, really, this is so funny. I don't even know that the event has a title. I've kind of introduced it to people as like the Savannah Bananas game and mastermind event, and it kind of clicks. That certainly is not catchy. Right? I didn't have like some official graphic the day the first person paid. I'll be honest with you guys. This is the craziest part. My mentor and huge support, and I'm very thankful to him, Vincent Puglisi, bought the first ticket. And the website was getting done, and Ashley Crabb did a great job. She helped me for a long, long time with the membership and mastermind and everything else, and now build this website out. She did an amazing job. I apologize to Ashley because working with John can be difficult. Like, I need this and John promises it to you by Tuesday and it's Thursday and you don't have it. So I'm so ADHD that like I forget stuff. But here's the thing, and this wasn't Ashley's fault. I didn't double check this stuff. Vincent bought the first ticket and he was trying to encourage me to go sell tickets right after these 50 plus conversations. And he's like, go check your email. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, it turns out my email was not sending confirmation emails to me when people bought a ticket. So he bought a ticket and he got an email about it, but I didn't. Well, that's somewhere I have to grow. And I think I want to share this with you guys today, because when you can be vulnerable and acknowledge the stuff, your weaknesses, the behind the scenes mess, that builds more trust, right? People don't relate to perfection. They relate to vulnerable. They relate to someone who says, hey, I'm figuring this out, but I believe in it enough to go for it, right? You know, it's very interesting. We had, and hopefully I'll share the recording at some point. We had Melissa Lee Hughes on our membership call on Monday, June 23rd. Okay. So this past Monday. And she talked about like just getting started on video, right? Being vulnerable, being willing to put yourself out there. And when you're authentic like that, that builds connections. And that's, people are not buying, I mean, they are in some way buying a baseball game and a huge mastermind event. But what they are buying is the authenticity, and they're buying the connections. They are. So, and I think another part of this is, you know, done is better than perfect means building what people actually want. You know what people did not say? They didn't say, hey, John, where's that perfect brochure for the event? Where's that perfect website? Where's that perfect name and title, which I still, if I'm honest, don't really have. No one bailed because the webpage wasn't perfect. They saw the vision. They saw the energy. They saw I was willing to show up and lead, even if not every box was checked. And this is what I want you to hear. People don't want perfect. They want real. They want you to be confident. They want you to have clarity about something, and they want someone who goes first, right? So if you're willing to do that, you can have success. But if you're waiting for the perfect time to do an event, start a podcast, launch the event, post that video, stop waiting. That perfect moment will not come. You know, I sold the event out to my people, right? And guess what? This is my first event. There will be mistakes at the event. I promise you that. There will, right? Is the food right? Is the timing right? Whatever. I'm sure there will be a few things that I'll do my best that just are not perfect. There just aren't. But I want you to understand that failure, it's not missing the bullseye, right? So as I do this event, and you know, think about Vincent buying the first ticket. Failure was not, oh, he bought a ticket and it didn't send me a confirmation email as well. Failure would have been never trying. Failure, I firmly believe that failure, Mike Shard says this all the time, failure is not missing the bullseye. Kind of picture a visual in your head. I know it's hard on audio. Picture in your head a bullseye, and you throw four darts, and they all kind of hit the outskirts or just off the board. Maybe they kind of miss the entire dartboard completely and fall on the floor. Was that failure? No. That is business, and that is trying. Failure is not missing the bullseye. It is never trying. And that's the biggest thing right here, okay? So many of you are terrified to fail publicly. But you know what's worse? Never taking a shot. I would rather, and I want to encourage you guys, you would rather miss the mark while trying something bold than sit quietly while the opportunity passes by, right? I'm hosting this event without being perfect, and I don't have to be perfect. And it reminds me, honestly, of how powerful imperfection can actually be. When we go, you know, we're going this weekend to see the Savannah Bananas in Washington, D.C., right? At Nationals Park. And I am sure there will be things that they mess up. Is that imperfection? Is that failure? No, it is not. Imperfection just kind of shows that you're people and you're not perfect, right? Nobody, and I don't expect them to be. If Jesse Cole or Emily Cole or any of the players mess something up at the game Friday or Saturday night, is that failure? No, not at all, right? There's players all the time. You know, part of the Bananas experience is you're playing baseball, but you're also having fun. So you're doing trick plays and all that. If somebody like D.R. Meadows or somebody does a backflip and misses the ball, is that failure? No, they tried. And, you know, it's not going to be perfect. And so I want to encourage you, right? For some of you, this hit because you're entrepreneurial. Maybe you're just a realtor, and that, I don't mean just a realtor, but maybe you're just doing the real estate thing and you don't see how this applies. Here's how this applies. And this is what this means for you. Start messy. Launch stuff before you're ready. If you have an event, you can use a Stripe link instead of waiting for a funnel. You can send that text, post that video, book that venue. You do not need to know how it ends. You just need to take that next step, right? With your clients in real estate, I had clients recently that were looking at certain properties, and I hadn't dealt with those types of properties before. I had clients before that sold a mobile home, and I hadn't dealt with that before. So I made some mistakes along the way with that. Even still, that is not failure. Failure would be like, I am not even going to try. If I waited, honestly, oh my goodness, this is the event. This is so many things. Like if I waited until everything was ready for this event, I would have missed out on an unforgettable weekend we're going to have, new relationships, business breakthroughs, and the most fun I've had in years with so many people that I know, like, and trust and want to build relationships with. I would have missed all of that. And so many times in my real estate business, I would have missed these opportunities had I not stepped out in faith. Failure is not stepping out in faith and making mistakes. It is not trying. So the next time you catch yourself hesitating, waiting for the right time or the perfect plan or all the ducks have to be in a row, I want you to hear this. Done is better than perfect. And failure is not missing the bullseye. Failure is never taking that shot. So I want you guys to take that shot. Show up. Be bold. When you can do this in your business, you will have success. So thanks so much for tuning in. If this episode helped you, send it to a friend who needs a reminder that they are ready now to start, even if it's not perfect. And be sure to come back as we get started in July talking about things I would do right now if I were a realtor. So until then, go do the thing, go be imperfect, go be bold, and keep trying. That failure is not trying and messing up. Failure is never trying. So appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Let me know if I can be of any service or help to you guys this week. And I will talk to you guys next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode.